If you don't yet know the extraordinary, brilliant Marcy, she is a number one, multi-number one New York Times bestselling author, world-renowned transformational teacher and expert on happiness, success, and unconditional love. And her books have been runaway bestsellers, including Happy for No Reason, Love for No Reason, and six titles in the phenomenally successful Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Her books have sold 16 million copies. She's one of the best-selling nonfiction authors, female nonfiction authors of all time, 33 languages, topped major bestseller lists. And she is the host of the PBS special, Happy for No Reason. And she currently co-leads A Year of Miracles with thousands and thousands of women participating from all over the world, creating life-changing experiences. And she's inspired millions of people to live miraculous, more empowered, joy-filled lives. And of all of the accomplishments that I've shared with you, one of the things I so deeply love about Marcy is I think I've never met someone with her level of accomplishment who is so incredibly generous, who is always aware of others in her life and what she can do to be using her gifts, her power, her platform to raise women up. And so it's my joy to invite you to join with me to give it up to welcome Marcy to our Women Rising main stage. Welcome, Marcy.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Claire. It's such a joy and an honor to be here. I have to say, I've been here. I've watched for quite a while. I saw Mary Morrissey and of course our sister, Dr. Sue Mortar. And what exquisite group you have here today. I can feel the energy. I call it an empowered visionary love fest. You know, if the entire planet could be in this energetic space that we are all in here together today, what an amazing thing. And it's thanks to you and what you do, Claire. Claire, you are, I just have to say to everyone, Claire, you are one of my heroes. And I have learned so much from you. I wouldn't be where I am today without all that I've learned from you. And I love you.
Oh, I'm so grateful. And I'm so happy that people who know you get a chance to be with you on this special day. And those who don't yet know you get a chance to meet you and to be with you, because your love and friendship means the world to me. And the wisdom that you have to share just comes from such a deep and such a real place. And so I'd love to dive in and just invite you to share just what it is that you're seeing. You know, well, I'll share just to set some context at the beginning. So I sent out a survey before the event, and over 1,600 of the 40,000 women who signed up responded. And it's just overwhelming what an incredibly huge time this is in our world and how we feel like we're in transition, we're overstretched, we're burnt out, we're exhausted, and we're feeling this impulse to rise and to step forward and create meaning and create possibility. And there is a sense in the midst of all of this uncertainty and times of challenge that women are being called to rise into something bigger. And you work with women and you create such a field that supports women to rise. What do you see as the big opportunity and possibility for all of the women here that we might not be able to see for ourselves right now in the middle of this?
Well, thank you for that question, because I think it's the key question, really, is, you know, I absolutely feel and know that we are on the verge of a transition, a quantum leap in humanity. And it's either we either wake up, and what I mean is wake up in our consciousness, or dissolve. Humanity goes away. And I know that we are here to stay. And I think that it is the most exciting time to incarnate. You know, it is such a big time on the planet. It's not a mistake that we are each here on the planet right now, and that we are each here right now together. We are called to this time. And I understand that it's felt very topsy-turvy, and we've perhaps many people feel, you know, overwhelmed with what's going on. And it's that storm before the huge change. You know, it's been said throughout history, it's been known throughout history that after every time of great change or chaos, that there is a renaissance. And this time that we're in has been predicted for centuries from many indigenous cultures. And so hallelujah, we all made it together. We're all here on the planet now. And what we've seen over the last centuries is the patriarchy in charge. And I think that now it is time for women to rise, and to the feminine in men as well, to rise. You know, Claire, you speak about this, of course, Jean Houston and Lynn Twist, both mentors and colleagues of ours, speak about the Sophia century, the time when it is where we are being called to really come forward with our greatest wisdom and our highest self and our greatest empowerment to make a change on the planet. And you know, Claire, can I just share a little bit about what I think is possible, what that would look like?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, it's like, well, what, because I think we feel that, but it's hard to see. Well, what does that actually really look like, and how could that really make a difference?
Yeah, I know it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, post a big yes in the chat if you feel that. Like, there's a calling that you feel. You came here for a reason. The time is now. You have gifts and talents, and like, what does that really mean, or what does that really look like in a way that I could show up and make a difference, given that the problems and challenges of the world feel so overwhelming.
Yeah, so great question. And look at all the people saying yes. I mean, we instinctively know this. This resonates. So let me give you a sense of what I think it would look like. I think it would look like we have a clear vision of what is possible, rather than being so attached to what we see right in front of us and thinking, oh, this is all that there is. So it's really being first and foremost a visionary. It's secondly being someone who is aligned with listening to our inner truth, aligned with our inner truth, and speaking that out in the world in an empowered way. It also means for us individually, and I'm talking for each of us individually, that we are living in a different energetic vibration, that it is not consistently the energetic vibration of fear. And that's not that fear won't be there, but it's that it's not predominant, that there is a backdrop of love, a backdrop of compassion, that we're not overshadowed in life by what the appearances are. And ultimately, I deeply feel that this is that we are here to have an inner sense of peace, well-being, lifting of consciousness. And it is through that that the outer pieces of our life will fall into place. You know, I had a teacher once that talked about 200% of life, where we're living 100% internally, big yes, and then 100% the external follows.
Mm, wow. So we're showing up in vision, right? Like, this is what it meaning, like, we see and feel and sense a possibility for ourselves and others that's greater than we have realized. Post in the chat if you see that. You're someone who you see a greater possibility for yourself and others, right? Because how does the future come to be if we don't hold and see and sense? So you're someone who is standing for that vision. You're someone who is able to generate and show up in presence with a field of compassion. That makes a huge difference, right? Because you're creating the space from which these possibilities can start to come forward. You're not going to come forward without the space. And what was the third one?
That you really are living your truth, that you know what that is, that you check in with that, that that is what's leading you. You're living from, as Dr. Sue would say, the soulful self, mm-hmm. and that you're aligned with that and speaking that out in the world and being that in the world.
So you're connected then, right? So you're yes. holding the vision, you're creating the field of growth, and you are bringing to the forefront the truest version of yourself with your gifts, with your talents, with your unique contribution in a way that you're letting that shine and you're letting that show up. So that sounds like someone I know very well. That sounds like you. I mean, you do this and it makes a huge difference. You hold possibility for women. You hold an incredible space of love and compassion where there's no judgment and there's unconditional love and there's space, and that calls forth the highest and best. And you've discovered who you are and your strengths and your gifts and your genius in a way that doesn't just create success. It creates self-actualization. It ignites others around us. And, you know, this is something that doesn't always correlate with someone who has achieved the kinds of things that you have achieved in your life. So I'm wondering if you can share, like, what happened for you that you became such a powerful presence in the world who could make a difference, not just in what you're accomplishing, but in who you are and how you show up, because that's really what matters in terms of us feeling whole and fulfilled and on purpose.
Well, first of all, Claire, I have to say those are all qualities I attribute to you. I mean, of course, I mean, anyone who knows you, Claire, would say that you are living this. Not only are you living this, that your whole purpose in life is to help other women awaken to this and live from this. So I just really so appreciate that in you. So, so I didn't always live this way. I know, like you know, it wasn't always like this. And I'll just share a piece of my journey because I think it's helpful for us to hear other women's journey. You know, I was born depressed. And when I was in my 20s, I set goals for myself. And I figured once I reach those goals, then I'll be happy. I just wanted to be happy. You know, I was really not happy. And I set 5 goals for myself. I'll share them with everybody because I think that people will be able to relate to this. I wanted to have a successful career helping people. I wanted to have a wonderful husband or life partner, great friends, a comfortable home, and the equivalent of Halle Berry's body. Now, I got 4 out of the 5. I don't have Halle Berry's body, but I have a body for which I'm very grateful. And I worked really, really hard to get all my ducks in a row to make sure everything on the outside was going to work. Yeah, people can relate to that, I'm sure. Well, I had a turning point moment in 1998. I had 3 books in the top 5 on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time. I had just given a speech to 8,000 people, and I had autographed 5,432 books. Somebody had counted up all the books, and the client had had a massage therapist massaging my hand so I could keep on signing. And on one hand, I felt like an author rock star. But after signing that last book, Claire, I was exhausted. But beyond that, I went up to my hotel room, the penthouse suite. I looked over through these huge windows overlooking Lake Michigan. I took in a deep breath and I turned around and I fell onto the bed and I collapsed into tears. And I collapsed into tears because I realized I had everything I'd worked so hard for. And I still felt that emptiness inside. Something wasn't right. It just wasn't enough. It wasn't right. And I couldn't fool myself into thinking just the next thing was going to make me happy, because I saw, okay, I could get it. It would make me happy for a while. And then I'd go back to this other kind of emptiness inside. And I think we've all had the experience of thinking, oh, just when I get that, that'll do it for me. And it does temporarily, but then it's not the real deal. And what we want is that real deal. If you're here today, it's because you are looking for that real deal, inner fulfillment, actualization. So you can really not just run on fumes, but run on the true energy that is flowing through our lives all the time.
Mm. Wow. Powerful. Well, there's a lot that I hear in that story, but I think that, you know, there's a way, you know, it's kind of like what Dr. Sue was saying, like there is a way that somehow it's like we're, you know, a lot of us have a picture in our mind about things that we would achieve. And when we get there, that's going to turn us into a whole person, right? And that somehow these accomplishments, or when circumstances in my life are right. You know, when I have the right amount of money, when I have the right, if only I had Halle Berry's bar, you know, if only I had like there, you know, think about what that is for you. What are you telling yourself? The when I have this or when I have that, then I can be myself. Then I can feel whole. Then I can feel self-love. Then I can have all of those things.
So yeah, I call it the I'll be happier when.
Summer. I'll be happy when. What's that story? Go ahead and post in the chat, right? What's that story? What's been that story up until now? When I have money, when I have success. When the kids grow up, right? I'm just gonna suffer and struggle until the I'll be happy when moment. And what I hear you say that is so deep and so powerful to take in right now is that moment never comes. That moment never comes at the level of wholeness, the level of self-love, the level of happiness that we can experience right now is the level of happiness that we will bring into any successes that we create.
Yeah, it is absolutely true. That moment, you know, I want more time. I want more money. I want more success. I want more whatever that is. If money, success, looks were the key to happiness, we'd have a lot more happiness. We'd see a lot more happiness in Hollywood, or, you know, which we certainly don't see and in many places. And so it's really, this is the new, this is what we are all here for. We are waking up to this. It's a shift in consciousness. And that's what we're going for inside.
Well, and the possibility of stepping into that place of self-love, that place of fulfillment, that place of creating from a place of wholeness as opposed to scarcity and lack. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What holds us back, Marcy, that you see work with women? What holds women back from experiencing that joy, that connection, that wholeness that we could, if we were able to, shift into to have an experience right now?
It's such an important question. First of all, I want to share a quote that I, when I was in college during those depressed days, there was a poster up in my dorm room, and it was a guy, just one lone silhouette of someone at a beach. It was kind of grayed out, but at the bottom there was a quote from Camus that said, "In the midst of winter, I finally learned that there was within me an invincible summer." And so it may seem like winter in the world, and in the midst of all of this, we are finding our invincible summer. And what I found is that there are a number of things that hold us back, but there are four main things that hold women back I've seen and that I want to share with you today. And then I also want to share with you what you can do about it. You know, what can I do about this thing that's holding me back? And number one thing that holds people back is women, especially, lack of self-love. We have been trained to focus our attention on everybody else. We give and we give and we give to everybody else. We haven't given to ourselves. And when we don't have enough self-love, it's very hard for us to receive all the goodies, all the great energy that is actually waiting for us in the universe. I believe it is, you know, there's a beautiful quote by Einstein who said the most important question we can ask ourselves is this a loving universe? And anyone who's deeply happy will say yes. It doesn't mean that everything outside is going well for them. It means that they have a sense that life is for them. And Claire, I know you spoke about that earlier. I heard you speaking about how life is for us. And so, what we want to do is we want to be able to sense and feel enough love inside that we are open to receiving the good that the universe has for us. And people always ask, okay, how do I do that? And I'm going to give you two simple ways right now in which we can all experience greater self-love. So are we game for this, Claire?
I think so. I think who wants more self-love and simple, easy practices to do so? Go ahead and post a yes in the chat. Okay, overwhelming sea of yeses. We are ready.
We're good. I don't know if I can't tell. Like, it doesn't seem like I'm spotlighted here with you, but maybe your team has it.
You're spotlighted.
I can't see it from the team. Yeah, okay, good. We can see you. All right. So we're going to do a super simple practice. And you're going to say, oh, this is so easy. But actually, it's been shown that this practice, it comes from a group called the Institute of Heart Math. It's called the Inner Ease Technique. It's been shown within a minute or two of doing this, you will go into what's called heart rhythm coherence, which is a greater field of love. And they found that when you're in anger for 5 minutes, it can suppress your immune system for 6 hours. But when you're in a field of love or a sense of compassion and love for 5 minutes, it will strengthen your immune system for 6 hours. So we're just going to do a minute or two of this. And I want everybody to do this along with us, because watching us do it does not have the juice. Okay. So everybody, let's do this together. You can do this with your eyes opened or closed. I think it goes a little deeper to do it with my eyes closed. So I'm going to close my eyes. The first step is to place your hand on your heart, one hand or both hands. Just the simple act of putting your hand on your heart starts the flow of a chemical called oxytocin, which is known as the love hormone. It's what we have when we feel bonded and connected with each other. But just you putting your hand on your own heart starts that flow of oxytocin. Now, the second step is I want you to imagine that you're breathing in and out through the center of your heart. Breathing into your heart. Exhaling out of your heart. Now the breath can go all the way down to your belly, but it needs to come in through your heart and out of your heart. It's called heart-focused breathing. You can breathe at your own pace, breathing into and out of your heart. Now here's the real key. On the next inhale and on every inhale you take, imagine that you're breathing in love, ease, and compassion. Breathing into that heart of yours, love, ease, and compassion. Your exhale, you can just exhale normally, but each inhale, take in those, that energy. Now you can think about someone or something that helps you feel that way. It can be a beloved or a four-legged, or you can just remember a time when you last felt love, ease, or compassion, or you can just internally say the words, love, ease, and compassion. And just continue doing that and notice what shifts you feel. One last time, breathing into your heart, love, ease, and compassion. And on the out breath, you can slowly open your eyes. And what I'd like you to do is to just notice what shifts you feel emotionally, or what shifts you feel in the body after doing a minute and a half of that simple technique that put you into heart rhythm coherence. And I'd like you to write into the chat how you feel right now, either physically or emotionally, different than you felt a little bit ago. Calm, fullness, light, centered, clarity, softness, peace, at ease, love, expanded. Beautiful. You have started moving into more and more of what science calls the love response. Now, doing it once is no big thing. Here's what I invite you to do. I invite you to do this practice 2 times a day for the next 2 weeks. And what will happen is you will start to habituate this love response. I've done this thousands of times. All I have to do is put my hands up to my heart, and immediately I go into that heart resonance, that heart rhythm coherence. And so use your life as an experiment. Don't just take my word for it, but experiment with your life and see what this simple practice does. I do this when I'm standing in line at the grocery store. Your eyes don't even need to be closed. And it's simple shifts that we do, very simple baby steps that we do that can create change. So that's the first thing that we can do for greater self-love. And then I want to say a second thing for greater self-love, because self-love, as I said, is such a key for everyone. And that is, we can start putting our attention on what's most loving for ourselves by asking this simple question. And if you've got pen and paper, I want you to write this question down. What's the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? Simple question. What's the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? It might be I can take a glass of water, or I could call a friend, or I could practice that heart inner ease technique, or whatever it is, I could get some fresh air. Just start paying attention to how you can be loving to yourself And I promise that will start helping you develop greater self-love.
Beautiful. I love this, Marcy. And so, you know, in those moments where, and I think you just try to articulate what I'm feeling and sensing, and it's just integrating from a lot of the conversations today. We often tend to think of things like self-love as ideas that would be nice to do. And what I love about what you're sharing is there are ways of working with energy and there are ways of working with our attention. And so, you know, part of being able to work with this practice and reconnect to ourselves and send love and energy to ourselves, automatically our mindset shifts, our negativity bias releases. Can you share more about that? Like the things that you see that are like this is a great practice to do when, you know, when these other problematic things come up. Can you share more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So it's really our lives are, we have a million times a day where we have an opportunity to shift our awareness and our consciousness. And so one way is through the heart. And that's what we just did right now is the inner ease technique is through the heart. That self-love practice that I mentioned, what's the most loving thing I can do for myself, is about activating the heart. But all of this also goes to, you know, you asked me what are the barriers that we have to living our most magnificent selves. And one of them is a closed heart. People who have a closed heart, they never are going to really be their most actualized. But the other is our thoughts. And this is what you asked about. What we have, what's called a negativity bias. So for the average person, we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And for the average person, 80% of those are negative. So if you've got a lot of thoughts that tend to be negative, do not beat yourself up for that. That is actually something, it's a tendency that we all inherited from our caveman ancestors to remember the negatives. They say that the negatives stick to us like Velcro, whereas the positives slide off of us like Teflon. And what we want to do is we want to create new neural pathways in the brain where we actually Velcro the good. We Velcro the positive so that we start noticing it more and more. And I'll give you just a brief, you know, one of the things I so love about you is you know that where the rubber meets the road is in the practical. And what you do is you share with people practical things, practical shifts that we can make in our lives. And this is throughout everything, you know, you've taught me and throughout everything you teach so many people and through Feminine Power. And so let me give you a practical, scientifically based thing that can shift our neural pathways in the brain. Shall I do that, Claire?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. That'd be amazing.
Okay. So, three steps for this simple process. And the first one is to be on the lookout for the good. So our minds very often land on the stuff that's not as great because we're used to it. We actually get a chemical fix off of the negative when we're habituated that way. This is why we go to watch the negative news or we want to share the negative gossip. It's like we get a chemical hit. But what we want to start doing is getting a chemical hit off of the good.
And so it's kind of like a sugar hit, the negative.
Exactly.
Hit, right?
Exactly.
And then we crash,
exactly.
Right?
And so one of the things that you can do is be on the lookout for the good. One of the people I've interviewed says she pretends that she is the awards committee, the Academy Awards Committee, and her job is to give out 5 awards a day for great things that they see. You know, I see a kind act being done over here, or I see just a beautiful sunset. You know, what can you be on the lookout? What's the good? In fact, I'd like everybody to write into the chat right now. What's one beautiful thing that you have seen today? You know, what is it that's can spark you? And there's a million beautiful things. Love from your puppy, the blue sky, being here, all of us together, flowers, community. Beautiful. Notice how when you focus on what everybody else is writing in the chat, notice how you feel different. just by focusing on that. Our power of our attention is very, very amazing. The second thing to do is to savor the good for at least 20 seconds. Scientists say that it takes at least 20 seconds for the good to register. We have to let it in and savor it. And the third thing is to go for a 3-to-1 ratio. 3 positives to every 1 negative. So anytime you've got a bunch of negatives coming in, you want to substitute them with 3 things that you can focus on and go, oh, that's a really good thing. That's a really wonderful thing. It's not that we're putting our heads in the sand and ignoring what is out there that needs our attention. It's not it. It's that we're also getting a very big biochemical hit of the positive to change our neural pathways.
Beautiful. I love it. I think that's so powerful. And just notice what happens. And you know, I think this is one thing that you do. I think that you are, of all the people I know, you are the world's best appreciator of goodness in others. And you have developed such a gift of, I love the idea of like giving out awards, but this is expressing appreciation, right? So it's not just noticing. Not just noticing the good, not just noticing what's beautiful and wonderful and magical, it's appreciating it. And through the act of appreciating it, we're able to receive it in an even deeper level, and we're able to amplify and energize the person who's contributing it. It's kind of like, has us in this field of positive flow and connection.
Yeah, it's really a two-way street. You're absolutely right about that. When we appreciate it verbally, it's actually letting it settle in. We are digesting it more. We are taking it in more by speaking it out. And then, of course, the beautiful benefit is that it's shared with somebody else. So absolutely. And there are times when the good is happening and there aren't people around. Doesn't matter. The beautiful sunset. Instead of going, oh, that's a beautiful sunset, imagine that you are savoring it like the most delicious dessert. You're just not saying, oh, there it is, and leaving it. You're letting it really register. That's what we need to do, is let the good register and savor.
Beautiful. Yeah. And finally, can you speak about, well, we've been speaking a lot about these different themes today of having empathy for ourselves, of loving ourselves, of being able to align with a story of power and possibility. And one of the things we've also been talking about is listening to our inner voice and listening to our inner wisdom. Can you share on that?
Yeah, this is the other place where I see we get stuck in not living our greatest life, is that we aren't spending the time and the energy to get still enough to really listen. And then if we do, because that to really deeply listen, it's very hard when there's a lot of noise. We can do it, but we start by training ourselves by listening in stillness and then having the courage to act. That's the other key. You know, you go, okay, I've got the message. It's time for me to move on from this relationship, or I've got the message that it's time for me to make this kind of a shift in my work. Okay, now that's step number one, is to get still and get the message. And step number two is to actually act on the message and to honor that. And, you know, Claire, one of the things, you know, that I know you've seen with women as I have, is that we have habituated taking up less space in life. Mm-hmm. We don't want to make waves. We don't want to take up space. And very often listening to our soul requires us to step out and take up our rightful space in life. And that this is something that you so brilliantly guide women in how to do, is how to honor that inner self and how to take up space and that is ours.
Beautiful, Marcy. So I just would love to maybe complete this while we're in this field of beautiful energy, because I think all of these practices build on each other. Right? Being able to generate this frequency of love, being able to tap into this field of appreciation and positivity. Can't you begin to hear your inner voice in that frequency? These are connected, right? Like, so it's very hard to hear the voice of our inner wisdom when we're disconnected, when we're fragmented, when we're pulled into the negativity. So I think that's a really powerful moment while we're here, as we're coming to an end in our conversation with Marcy, to take a moment just to come back to your intention for the day in this beautiful field of love and positivity. Coming back to your intention, what is it that your inner voice or inner wisdom has been wanting you to know? What is it that your inner voice and inner wisdom has been wanting you to listen and to pay attention to? Just taking a moment. Taking a moment right now just to tune in, to listen, and just post it in the chat. I love this. It's time to live my passion. That I am enough. That I can overcome fear. Everything that Marcy said is true. I love that one. That I'm valued. That I'm worthy. Right? And we can start to create a space to be receptive to that deeper voice and then begin to grow a life that expresses who we are. Beautiful, powerful. Marcy, final words. If you could be a voice into every woman's ear in those moments where she forgets this or disconnects this, what would you say to remind her or to bring her back to this place of power?
I would say that this is what you are on the planet for. You are on the planet to, you have incarnated to be true to your soul vision, to your heart's wisdom. And the other thing though, Claire, I really, it's important, I think, to say is that it's very hard to do this on our own. You know, the only reason I am where I am is because I have been championed by other people, and you at the front of the line on this. You know, it's the number one question I'm asked whenever I speak is, what do I do with the negative people around me? And the answer I say is, you build up your own emotional immunity so that the negative people are more like, you know, they don't affect you as much. But more important than that, you find your community, you find your tribe, you find those people who take a stand together for your greatness. And Claire, that is what you do so remarkably. And you know, what I would say is that women often say to me, isn't this selfish? And my answer is that it is the least selfish thing that you can do. Because when you are being your most magnificent self in the world, it is literally having an impact on everybody around you. It ripples out throughout the world. We've all heard about the butterfly effect, you know, butterfly here, flapping the wings here is having an effect halfway across the world. And the happiness research shows that when you're happier, it's affecting your five people out, your neighbors, cousins, sons, school teacher. And so we are in this collective together. There's a Chinese proverb that I love. It goes, when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in this world. And that is what, Claire, you are on this planet to do, is you are on this planet to help ignite people's lights in their own souls and to help create peace on this planet together. You know, Claire, I just have to say that that you work so deeply with these principles in feminine power, you know, helping people expand their vision and releasing any old beliefs that have them overgive. And I have been able to witness over the years the remarkable changes that women have experienced after taking feminine power. You know, they've had the courage. I've seen them have the courage to leave relationships that weren't working and to go for what's aligned for them. And I've seen them step into dreaming, starting their new businesses that they've always wanted to dream, that they've always dreamed of, or being released from old beliefs and falling in love more deeply with who they are. This is what you are doing, Claire, in the work you're doing, is you are helping people find that light in their own souls and creating more peace here on the planet.
Well, I received that magnificent reflection, Marcy. Thank you so much. And I'll reflect back to you just the light and power and leader that you are in the world, and how you hold a space to lift everybody higher around you. And isn't that what real power, real success, real fulfillment is, right? Being able to really stand in that place of wholeness and fulfillment and lift everybody else up. We are so grateful for you. You have inspired us so much. You've shared incredibly valuable practical tools. Go ahead and post. Who's going to be using these practices on a regular basis that Marcy has shared? Invite you to go ahead and post your biggest takeaway. So Marcy, we've been doing something really fun today that I'm wondering if you'd be willing to play with us here at the end.
I'm always willing to play.
So we've been doing this wonderful thing of being able to bring you into the center of our circle as we're coming to an end here. And just appreciate all of the incredible energy that we have received from you. And all of us, just imagining that we are standing around you. And I want to invite you to connect with something that's in your heart that you want to create or manifest or generate the next level of whatever it is that's in your heart that you're called to. And all of us are beaming back the energy we've received from you tenfold. We are beaming it back, and we are sending an amazing blessing as we appreciate you, and we energize whatever the next level of your vision is that you're called to. All of us just surrounding you and appreciating you and amplifying the possibilities that are inside of you for your next level and next expression. And together we just say yes and just thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, that was on fire. Thank you. I received that. My body is buzzing and I'm so grateful. And Claire, I love you.
I love you so much, Marcy. Thank you so much. So much love.